This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence today and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. On the eve of the monsoon session, government yesterday convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annexe. The meeting was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended the meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in the West Bengal Assembly elections and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. However, after registering the protest, the opposition members attended the meeting. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
Talking to media, TMC MP Mahua Mohitra said that the entire opposition, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM and Aam Aadmi Party, walked out from the meeting. She also alleged that NCPI is not a recognized parliamentary party. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla called on the Business Advisory Committee meeting ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, members representing the government as well as various political parties exchanged views on the legislative and other businesses proposed to be taken up during the session. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized the importance of constructive deliberations, meaningful participation and adherence to the highest parliamentary traditions. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania yesterday. The visit to the three European countries is expected to provide fresh momentum to India's bilateral ties with the three countries, with a focus on expanding cooperation in trade, investment, technology, innovation, education and people-to-people exchanges. The government is implementing the National Action for Mechanized Sanitation Ecosystem, NAMAST, as read as Namaste, as a flagship initiative to ensure the safety, dignity and social security of sanitation workers while promoting mechanized sanitation across the country. Jointly implemented by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, the scheme aims to eliminate hazardous manual cleaning of sewers and septic tanks through mechanized cleaning, skill development and welfare measures. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said that the scheme reflects the government's commitment to ensuring dignity, safety and social security for sanitation workers. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 11 people were killed and 7 others went missing as torrential rains triggered landslides and flash floods in the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch early yesterday. The worst devastation was reported from Surankot Tehsil in Poonch district, where most of the fatalities occurred. A multi-agency rescue operation is underway to trace the missing amid continuing rain and damaged roads. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured of all possible assistance from the central government. Meanwhile, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Yatra and Sri Amarnath Yatra remain suspended due to adverse weather conditions. The Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways will develop over 160-kilometre long Rameshwar-Paradeep Highway along Odisha's coast at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. The ministry said the project will transform Odisha's coastal region by improving road infrastructure and boosting tourism and economic activity along with spiritual journeys. In men's cricket, England beat India by 27 runs in the third ODI and sealed a 2-1 series win at Lord's in London, England. England had set a target of 388 runs for India in the third ODI. Chasing the target, visitors could score 360 runs for 7 in 50 overs. Opting to bat first, England scored 387 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. PM Modi has congratulated the Indian team for securing 4 gold medals at the 58th International Chemistry Olympiad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this was India's best ever performance at the prestigious global competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.